Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 19. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though they were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This is now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he answered to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Pray with me, please. Oh, gracious God, in the next few moments, take me, hide me behind your cross, and grant that what is proclaimed here might be inspired by your Spirit, tempered by your love. In the name of Jesus our Lord, amen. Wow, word, sacrament, order. Those are important words in the life of the church. Word, sacrament, an order. I can remember when I knelt before Bishop Frank Robertson, and Bishop Robertson laid his hands upon my head and said, "Take thou the authority, son, for word, sacrament, order of God's holy church." That's the authority that the church gives to our clergy. Word, sacrament, and order. And for some reason, I was thinking about those as I read the scripture today. They're the authority given to the clergy, but they're for the benefit of the body of Christ. In the scripture today, it was early on in the life of the church. It was only the third appearance that Jesus had made to his disciples and those apostles there that day. And it's an interesting story. They had sort of made up their minds to go back to normal. You know, they're back out fishing again. And they're not doing a good job of fishing either. And they come up, and all of a sudden, this guy on the bank says, "Change directions. You've been going the wrong direction. Throw the net over the other way." And they throw their net over, and this amazing thing happens. The net is so full of fish, and I hope you paid attention to the story, they all couldn't pull it aboard. Peter's not having any part of it. Peter sees the Lord. He jumps in the water and abandons ship to swim to the shore where Jesus is. And somehow, when they get to the bank, Jesus says, "Bring me some more fish. Bring me some of those fish you just caught." Now, all of them had not been able to pull that net to the shore. Did you keep up with the story? But this brave, brash Peter, who's denied Jesus and who has an on-again, off-again relationship with effectiveness and doing the right things at the right time, goes on the ship, and if you listen to the scripture, he pulls the net in all by himself, where none of them had been able to pull the net in. And then Jesus feeds them bread and fish, and obviously is alive and well among his people. And then at the conclusion of dinner, breakfast, he turns to Peter early on and says, "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." "Feed my lambs." "Peter, do you love me?" Peter says, "Lord, you know I love you. Tend my sheep." "Peter, do you love me?" "Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. Feed my sheep." It's amazing what happens in that short exchange. The word Jesus uses every single time is the Greek word agape, that word that gets translated love into our Bible. Jesus uses agape. It's one of the over 315 times agape is used in our scripture and gets translated. Every time Peter answers, though, it would go like this in the Greek: "Peter, do you agape me?" "Lord, you know I filio you," which is brotherly love. "Peter, do you agape me?" "Lord, you know I filio you." "Peter, do you agape me?" "Lord, you know I filio you." Friend. And Jesus says, "Okay, if that's what I've got to work with, that's what I'm going to work with. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." Can you hear it, church? Word, and Peter did. He taught and he preached throughout the rest of his life. Feed my lambs, teach my children the word of God. Make sure that they grow up rooted in the word. Make sure they never forget who they are and they never forget who I am, and make sure they never forget that I love them enough to come and die for them. Peter, tend the sheep. Peter, sometimes there's got to be some shoveling of some stuff that's got to be done. Peter, sometimes there's got to be some sorting out that's got to be done. Peter, sometimes there's some no's that have to be done. Peter, sometimes there's some direction that has to be done, and Peter did it. Peter is recorded throughout church history and comes down through the history of the Roman Catholic Church as the first pope. Peter never wavered from his direction and his duties from that point on. Peter began to be the leader of the church. And Peter, it's not all over yet. Peter, feed my sheep. Sacraments. And there's the bread and there's the fish. Peter didn't really understand that day, but between Peter and Paul, the church is born. And the structure comes into the church. And the word of God to the people of God has been constant and steady for over 2,000 years now. And on the story goes. As faithful ones rise up, as God calls those to come and be the leaders and be those who are responsible for seeing that the word, sacrament, and order of the church continues. Peter didn't get it that day, but I want to come up here to the pulpit, which I don't normally do during the sermon in this time, and illustrate a couple of ways that Peter did get it later. Peter writes later in his letters these words from the first chapter of Peter, the 13th verse through the 16th verse. Therefore, prepare your minds for action, disciplining yourselves. Set all your hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring you when he is revealed. Like obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. Instead, as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. For it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Don't know about you, but I think Peter of the later day was beginning to get it, what Jesus had called him to do. And in the first chapter of 2 Peter, I would share with you this day these words that Peter wrote, knowing that death was imminent. Therefore, I intend to keep on reminding you of these things, although you know them already and are established in the truth that has come to you. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to refresh your memory, since I know that my death will come soon, as indeed our Lord Jesus has made clear to me, and I will make every effort so that after my departure you may be able at any time to recall these things. Early on, you see, it was Jesus who set the stage, who said there are those who will come, and those who will carry on word, sacrament, and order in Christ's holy church. And through the faithfulness of those who have come throughout the centuries, the church lives on. And the church will live on because you and I and those who follow after us will carry on the tradition of word, sacrament, and order. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Today, you've heard the word of God proclaimed. We have gathered here in an order of worship where hymns were sung and prayers were prayed and offerings were given. And now we come to sacrament. We come now with an invitation to receive the body and blood of Christ. And we come now for those who might need healing to be anointed and have the saints of the church pray over them and pray that God would intervene into the affairs of their life. If you're here this day and you wish to have anointing, just stay at the altar after service, after communion, or if you can't come, and after you've received communion, and we'll bring the oil and anoint and pray. But this is a time to remember word, sacrament, and order is the meat upon which we Christians feed. Won't you prepare your hearts now to receive the sacrament of communion?